Aloha. It's Maya Ananda Voce here, Happy Heart Sanctuary, coming to you from the amazingly beautiful big island of Hawaii. And it's much later for me in the morning. As the week progresses, five just seems oh so early. And yeah, I got out of bed 5:30, I think it was. But anyway, I'm sitting here. The sun is well risen above the Ohia Forest. And if you saw our Instagram this morning, little Musu, oh, well, it's our forest kitten, we call her. Family seems to have moved on and left her. She was the runt. Pretty much all of our kittens are the runts that have been left behind. And she just crawled into my lap this morning and sat with me as I began my morning practice of focus and tension. And we will cover that area much because, A, how you start your day is your day. The energy that you set in the morning, your practice, your routine, your command of your energy, that's what dictates the rest of your day and your flow and warrants much more conversation and many more exercises because it is oh so important. We think that events out there just happen, and really we are the co-creators of our universe. I've said it before, the only thing we are 100% in charge of is our energy field, and the energy we put out into the world, which creates. So again, much more needed on that topic. I'm going to table it for right now. The sun was shining just a second ago. Bit of a cloud coming through in the mist. And if you've never sat in a rainforest, it's a different rain. It's not actually rain, as my daughter calls it. She calls it the sideways mist. And it really like is sitting in a cloud. And so all these just little gentle drops of moisture are just floating around you, which look lovely and so conducive to just stillness and peace and writing, but can be downright annoying when you're trying to be outside and actually do something. So anyway, we're going to try to share a few thoughts with the electronics that are not a fan of that. Anyway, how is your day going? Hoping you're off to a good start. Oh, sorry. I got distracted for a second. Okay, we're back with the magic of the pause button. Had to go rescue little Musu, was trying to jump down from the railing and wasn't quite going to make it. Anyway, we are back. Yes, hello in the background. Meow, meow. We learned that she's a very chatty little kitty. What I'm getting this morning to share with you is we just dive in straight away with energy, since we brought it up, talking about how the energy that you create in the morning dictates your day. And again, going to table that topic for a moment. And we're going to reach back into the foundation of energy. And here it is. If you weren't aware already, you are an energy being residing in an energy world. Yes, that is true. there's a beautiful woman, my work, who tells me she's not an energy being. And I understand what she means. She understands, you know, she's trying to tell me that she doesn't speak this language of energy. And I just bite my tongue because that's fine. But we are all energy beings. There's not one of us, not one thing that you see that is not energy, not simply light. And we're just going to keep things simple because that's what we do here. If you listen to me on May's Mystical Moments, it was all about bringing the esoteric down to earth and just keeping it real, real. As my daughter says, very, very simple. This isn't about translating some esoteric text. This is just about viewing our world from the most simplest, lens, simplest explanation, so that you can take that information and use it and make changes perhaps to your life, shifts in perception, shifts in your energy field. When you know how to work with your energy, when you know from an inherent place that you are energy and that this is an energy world and that energy reacts to other energy and that your energy, you know, can make changes in the world, then things are different. Things are different. Because suddenly, things just don't happen to us. Suddenly, we are magical beings that can create in the world. And that is why we are here. We are here to create. That is our God-given right, goddess-given right. Jehovah's written, you know, give me a name, the divine light, it doesn't matter. That divine force, that vibration that is of essence, pure love. That is our right as beings here to create. Now, when I say this to some people, they're like, well, I don't draw, I don't do this. And that's not what I'm talking about. Okay, but first of all, it doesn't matter. If you enjoy drawing and painting, I paint with my daughter all the time. I'm not a world-class painter by any means. Do I have talent in it? I don't know. But I enjoy doing it with her. And that's the creative process. But that's not the kind of creating I'm talking about. I'm talking about steps beyond. We who are women, we create, we bring life into this world. And if you have not birthed physical children, you still birth projects, you still birth whatever your passion is, whatever your purpose, that's what you're birthing into this world, that you're bringing out, you're sharing your light, you're sharing your purpose. That's where we create. And I think we've gone awry. Because so many of us have been shoved into these, you know, these mills of work. We'll just put it under those big quotes. That's not really our work, is it? It's not our purpose. It's not our passion. And so we see our life force just getting sucked from us because every day we open our eyes and are not excited. We're not excited. And having been there, I can tell you, share with you what a depleting place that is to open your eyes and just feel the weight of the world slam into your shoulders, into your chest, into your heart. It's truly challenging, truly challenging. But on the flip side, when you have this something, this spark that ignites you, that you go, wow, I can't wait to get to that. Doesn't have to be a huge thing. We're not talking about each, you know, just changing the world in a snap. But just that one thing that brings you joy, that one thing that is your spark, your passion. When you have that and you have excitement, I cannot underestimate the value of excitement. And the lack of is what pulls us under in this world. You know, we again have this misconception that excitement is this thing for children. You know, the excitement of waiting for Santa, you know, on Christmas morning, which that's a special excitement if you can actually go back and remember that time. But we grown-ups, we can be excited, can't we? We can be excited about a project that we're going to dive into. Be excited about, I don't know, spending time with your children and like I was saying, painting or drawing or singing and dancing. We can be excited about life when we allow our inner spark to ignite into a roaring bonfire of passion. When we allow it, we have been told and taught that it's not good, it's not right to allow ourselves to be in this burning state of passion for anything or anyone. We have to submit, we have to succumb, we have to be meh. And one of the pillars of the Happy Heart Sanctuary is that do not settle for meh any longer. This is the road back to magical. This is the road back to purpose, back to joy, back to passion, back to excitement. That is what we are creating here at the Happy Heart Sanctuary. And I think I need to rewrite the Instagram little bio thing. You know, there's only so much you can write in those amount of words, because it doesn't really capture what we do here. And as soon as I get the website up, which I'm going to try to slam that out this weekend, just to have the bare bones of something that I can start writing and show you what this project is about and get you excited about it so that you can be part of it. This new era is about community. It's about finding your tribe. And no offense to our biological family, but I have said this in circle many times, and it's becoming even more stronger. We, in the past, have been so tied to our biological family. But yet there's so many of us who do not feel like we fit in our biological family. And it's, you know, a diss on them. They have a purpose. But many of us who have grown up feeling like we are the black sheep of the black sheep of that family and not finding our space, not finding our footing on the ground, feeling like we were the outcasts. Because if you can't fit in your family, then where can you fit? And I'm here to tell you, let that go. Let that go. That's not the energy here. Honor your family if you feel you'd like to. I'm not even going to force that on you. But find your tribe. Find the space where you feel valued. Find that space, that community where you feel uplifted. And they go to you and they say, wow, it is so amazing to see you today. What are you birthing today? What are you creating? What's bringing you joy? Come, sweet sister, come sit with me and let me honor your journey. Do you have that in your life? Do you? If not, I'm hoping that this might be your space, but I'm not forcing that on you. But if you're listening to it, maybe it is. Maybe it is. Because this space is about letting go of what has been forced upon us and doesn't feel right any longer. We've known within our heart it's not right, but we've been told so many things. Well, I'm not telling you, I am just sharing with you from this heart space of love and compassion, from this heart space and realization that we are energy beings of light, residing in an energy world where we are co-creators of the reality that we see before us. And I'm saying, sweet sister, join me in circle, because you are valued and you are loved and your light is needed now. It is so needed. More meowing in the back because I'm not cuddling little me, so it's so cute. Don't be afraid to let that light out full blast. Be that lighthouse. Be that beacon. You know, I've said this in circle, in readings and counseling sessions. Not everyone is out there, out here, you know, reincarnated to be like, you know, the next whatever. We're not all presidents. We're not all prime ministers. But we are all equally important. Just because you don't have some fancy title doesn't mean your work isn't important, and that we need to get over that as well. We are all equal. All of us are equal. And when we can begin to see that person next to us, next door, in the room with us, as a being of light on the same journey as us, things can shift. Things can shift. We live in this world of polarity and duality, yet at the essence, we are all one. We are all one. I think they call that a pregnant pause. watching the mists and just allowing that moment to sink in. You know, a friend of mine suggested another podcast. I'm not even going to mention the name in this space. And it was, I put it on for literally 30 seconds, and it was so frenetic and so in your face and so shoving and so loud and so jumping around. And I can feel myself now. I couldn't breathe. And that's kind of the world out there right now, is everyone jumping up and down like three-year-olds with their arm up going, ooh, 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 teacher, teacher, look at me, look at me, look at me. When in fact, we should be turning away from that noise and finding spaces of stillness, because it is in those spaces that you find your voice. In those spaces. You cannot find your voice when you're competing with 50 other, 100 other, 50 million other people screaming that they have the way. This is about you finding your way, connecting to your wisdom, your heart space, to your guides and guardians and ancestors, if you want to take it to that level. Just listening to what's within you. Becoming one with your physical body and listening to what it's telling you. Is this good? Is it not good? Is this right? Is it not right? It's all within you. Is this in my highest interest, best interest today? And that is the work that we do here. That is the workbook that I'm really hoping to finish soon. It's really feeling like it's come to completion for this unit. Let's say this particular workbook, and then we'll move on from there. It's a starting place. It's a foundation. And that is what we're weaving together. We're co-creating together as a species, as we begin to see all of these things that have been put in place that we thought were so illuminating, but in fact were veils hiding the darkness. The lies, the shadows. Roe versus Wade being one of them. And I've run out of time to dive into that one. But if you're curious, I promise you, next podcast, I will dedicate to my thoughts on that. My thoughts. Because it's not what it seems. What is happening right now is the breaking apart of old structures that have actually bound us, some more visible, more knowingly than others. All is coming to the light so that those who are light workers, light bringers, can come together and raise the vibration of this planet as you raise your own vibration. And that is what we're doing here at the Happy Heart Sanctuary. It is, in essence, a training ground. I've said this so many times in the past. Training ground for the new human. A space to come together. Take the blinders off. Take the veils off. Take those rosy-colored glasses and smash them in the fire. And really see. Really see. It's not that hard. Just takes a bit of a shift of a perception and a letting go, a really, really letting go of all that it's outdated, doesn't serve us, doesn't feel right for you in your life today. And with that, I am Maya Ananda Voce, your host and guide here at the amazing Happy Heart Sanctuary. We progress in finding a space, looking like the loan stuff is coming together, and a physical location I'm feeling will be birthed in the next few months. Space where you can come and join me, have a cuppa, and have a chat, and we go from there. So sending you love and light for your journey from my heart to your heart. We are one. Aloha.